taking a moment now to really settle nicely in the body so that you feel grounded and secure. And as an anchor in the present moment, while we have the sensations of the body so that we feel nicely grounded, let's also open to the sounds. Just letting the sounds come and go as they are. Very simple, natural. We have ears. The ears meet the sound waves. Opening to the ambient sound waves, the pleasant, the unpleasant, and the neither, just as they are. With pleasant sounds, we might notice, with the pleasant feeling tone, if there's any liking, and liking that may move into wanting, into gotta have it. Noticing that with the sound of the bells. Is it possible to simply like pleasant sounds without grabbing after them? And yet, if we do grab after them, can we simply notice how that feels? Notice if there's any stress. Notice if there's any contraction in the body. Notice with any wanting and grasping if there's any identity being born. It can happen very quickly. We have the simple form of hearing and the consciousness of the hearing being known. And the feeling tone and the perception, oh, bells or birds. Pleasant, and then there can be a proliferation of thought. I'd like to hear more birds, more bells. I wish I lived in a quieter neighborhood. And we can feel into that identity, my sound space, my quiet. I am someone who likes, who loves. And with that, we might possibly notice a bit of stress, tightness in the body. It's natural. And then we might just drop into that with, but this is not me, this is not mine. These sounds are conditioned arisings. They don't belong to me. They don't define me. And notice if there's any space with that, any opening up, any lightening. And as we continue to practice with sounds, we can notice in the same way with unpleasant sounds, the sound of construction perhaps, or garbage trucks, buzz saws, whatever you might find unpleasant, or neutral sounds, sound of the wind perhaps, your breathing, a fan. What happens with these feeling tones of sound? The perception of naming them, a proliferation of thought, a liking to wanting to clinging to grasping, to perhaps even a whole mess of suffering in who we are creating in that moment of grasping. An identity being born. I am someone who hates. I am someone who's bored by. Noticing that, feel into any suffering with it. And then try, not me, not mine, this is conditioned. But don't rush too quick to that. We need to feel the dukkha of not being with things as they are. And the dukkha of creating identities. And listening all the way to the end of the bells.